Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
For his living soul, searches places that he don't wanna go, looks for love and for hope. He finds a world that's abandoned them both. Yeah, yeah. All the lies tell us just who to be. But can't set you free. What we need is that love, the love that comforts from heaven above.
Hi, I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Being a day of the heart. A day filled with God's love for all of us, for each and every one of us. When I think of God's heart, I can only think of course, what took place in Paray-le-Monial so many, many years ago. And that's where St. Margaret Mary had the apparition of the Sacred Heart of Jesus appear to her in the chapel. And then the chapel, in the visitation chapel where Jesus visited her, he held out his heart in his hand. And he said, "Behold the heart that has loved us." And he used the words, "Behold the heart that he has loved mankind so much and has been loved so little in return." His love is amazing. His love is something beyond our understanding, something that we really can't wrap our minds around, no matter how much we try. Intellectually, we know that it drove him to the cross for love of us, and so we have the head knowledge of that. But to really understand it and fully grasp that he went to the cross in place of me, so I didn't have to. He went to the cross for me. For all the sins I have committed, will commit, he took them to the cross for me. And he paid the price for my redemption. And he did it for each of you. And so the Day of the Heart is very significant to me. I wish all those beautiful people that are celebrating love and life together as husband and wife today, I wish you a blessed day. I pray that God's blessing will enfold you and bless your commitment to one another. And may it be a sign and an awesome sign to all those who look at love, who look at marriage, those particularly who have struggled in their marriage relationships, those who have had broken relationships, those who have suffered through broken relationships and broken hearts, divorces by broken marriages, broken homes. I just want to say that remember, in all the brokenness that you have experienced, there is one heart that is so whole, so complete, so full for love for each one of you too. He loves each and every one of us as if there were only one of us to love. And when we remember in the scriptures, Jesus tells us very clearly, he says that he loves us so much that he gave his yes to the Father to lay down his life that we might have life to the full. Life is eternal. We could never say that if he didn't go to the cross for us, for you and for me. And remember, you know, my years and years ago, my little granddaughter had a shirt, and on the shirt was a picture, and it had a note on it, and sort of like a nail inside the note. And it says, "I have to go away, but I'm coming back for you." And that's Jesus. He had to leave. He had to die so that we might live. He had to ascend back to the Father to prepare a place for you and me. Imagine. Can you imagine that? That God that loves so much. Can you imagine a love so great? So great that he went to the cross for each of us so that we could have eternal life. Life doesn't end for us. It changes. One day we'll be able to see all those that we loved, all those that have gone before us, and we'll think we couldn't love anymore. But when we enter into the kingdom, when we go before the Lord, the love that we've been able to experience here on earth could never compare with the immeasurable love that we will have for God alone, only for God alone, when we see him in all his glory, when we see the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when we see them, our love will be so great that that's something that will be beyond our understanding. We'll be so grateful that the Father sent his only Son into the world, that we would be saved. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we one day will be, you know, perfected to be in heaven with him forever. We're all growing. You know, I always love, you must be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. But for us, that saying, that scripture, you must be perfect. Be is an action word. It's saying that it's ongoing. You must be perfected. You must be perfect. You must grow in perfection. And so let us begin to grow into that perfection by remembering today and beautiful day of the heart, February 14th, Valentine's Day, that indeed the heart that has loved us so much is beyond anything that we could even understand. I want to go, first off, I want to give our numbers out today. Because it is a day of the heart, I want you to, if you're willing, to pick up the phone and to call me today and let me know who has touched your heart. Let me know how maybe you've been drawn closer to the heart of Jesus through a particular person that has shown you God's love, God's mercy, his forgiveness, his friendship. This is a day of the heart. It's a day for all of us to remember that we're lovable. We're lovable because he loved us first. We're lovable because we're created in his likeness and in his image. And so today I'm going to invite you to please give us a call. Maybe you have a Valentine's story of how God touched your heart, or who someone touched your heart who you saw God's love in, that you saw someone that was full of God's love and it made a difference in your life. Who was it that drew you closer to the heart of Jesus by reflecting God's love to you? 610-527-2906. Once again, give us a call. Share how God touched your heart through his own heart, through the way somebody touched you, the way somebody impacted your heart through the gift of God's love working through them and in them. So much so that it was so real that it touched your heart. So give us a call, 610-527-2906. You can also call toll-free anywhere else in the United States by dialing 1-888-343-2484. 1-888-343-2484. What has God done for you? How has he touched your heart? I want to also share with you today the reading for today. I'd like to read the gospel. And it is today's gospel from Mark. It says, "Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, 'Take heed, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.' And they discussed it with one another, saying, 'We have no bread.' And being aware of it, Jesus said to them, 'Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?' They said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, 'Do you not yet understand?'" For each of us, do we really comprehend or understand? Do we understand the message that Jesus has given his disciples? He's telling them, as he tells each one of us today, he will meet our every need. Whether it's loneliness, whether it's curiosity, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whatever it is, whatever our need is, he will indeed meet our need. That's what he was saying to them. So much so that we'll have leftovers. He'll give us more than we need. We have to accept his will. What is his will for us? I have a caller on the line. Let me take this call. Hello, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, Pat.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. You got a little bit of a cold.
I do have a head cold.
Gotta get rid of that.
I've been trying last 2 weeks.
Your question was, who's that special person that helped us to, that leads us to Christ?
Yes.
Let's see, I got my wife, Pam.
Oh.
I got Stephanie. I have Patrick. I have Patrice. And I got this very dear friend called Stitch.
Oh. Oh, thank you.
That all of them.
Oh,
are definite. They're constantly displaying God's love. God's always using them to show me His love, and I'm so a recipient of it, and I'm so glad I can love them all back to.
Well, I must say, Pat, Stitch can only tell you that she's grateful that you also show so much love, as well as your family, to me, time and time again. And you know, he calls me Stitch from all of my operations. But I just praise and thank God, Pat, for the heart that has loved mankind so much and been loved so little in return. Do we really comprehend that kind of a love? It's so far, it's foreign to us. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love my family. I love my children. I love my friends. I love my church. But as much as I love all of you, I don't think I could have been praying for you while they were nailing me to a cross.
No.
You know?
Exactly.
And it's something that, it's beyond something that we can really understand.
That's right.
So I, Valentine's Day has always been very special to me. Obviously, you were listening to the program, and I can honestly say, even when I was a little girl, I remember thinking that we really don't know how much God loves us. And you're talking, this is a little girl that, believe me, I wasn't Miss, even as a girl, I was the most inquisitive, always wanderer. My father called me the wanderer before the song was ever written. They never knew where the heck I was or what I was up to.
I know it.
You know. I'm still there, right? But in all of that, I always knew that God loved me. I always knew that he loves each one of us, as St. Augustine said, as if there were only one of us to love. What are your plans for today, Annie?
Well, a little bit of a dinner, and then off to a prayer meeting.
Oh, that's right, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, yeah, Bible study prayer meeting. Yeah.
And you double dip? Tuesday and Thursday, right?
Tuesday and Thursday, yeah, we got prayer meetings for them, and then both are very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable.
Well,
send that invite out to everybody for Thursday night.
You're a blessing.
It's funny that you say, you know, the Lord placed my heart, oh my goodness gracious, a while ago. There are how many people out there that are surrounded with people, but yet know nothing about love?
Yeah.
Know nothing about compassion? You know, but they're surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of people every day, but they have no idea what it is. They have no idea. I mean, they long for it, but yet there's no one there to share it with them. And
yep.
It's like, you know, and the Lord placed my heart then to, and like you said, I mean, this is just a fragment of possibly what his heart may have felt like, but to pray that there would be people brought into their lives that can, you know, can love them and let them love them back.
Right.
Two-way. You know, and everything with it. So, you know, to be loved is wonderful, but to be able to love back,
yeah,
even more precious, you know.
Amen, Pat. How true.
Did you go to the next call?
All right. Thank you, darling.
God bless.
God bless. Bye now. Well, that was a real love tap to my own heart. I sent an email out today telling all my children and, of course, their mates. I always say, if I would have hand-picked my in-laws, I would have got exactly what I got. And I'm most grateful for having the best son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws that have said yes to be mates to my children. I can only say that I love them. They are my daughters in love. Dominic and I used to say that all the time. And of course, my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, I sent an email out saying just that this mother has received more than any mother could ever hope for or expect. And then again, you know, I come to think time and time again, and I even close my email that way saying the greatest love the world will ever know, the greatest miracle that we will ever experience is the miracle of God's love and the way that he moves in us and through us. You know, the disciples, they felt like a failure because they didn't bring the bread. And they thought, how are we ever going to eat? And many times we wonder, too. I'm always leaving the house without my keys, without my wallet, without leaving them somewhere in some place. But we have to remember, we need not worry or fear or be anxious about them, and trust that God's going to take good care of all that we have, all that we do, and he's going to take care of all the people that we love. Many times, you know, we don't realize that. I think of the tragic loss, the tragic loss of Whitney Houston. And I don't think I've ever heard a more beautiful voice, like an angel, in Whitney Houston. And yet her life was such a troubled life. But she went back. She will be brought home to New Jersey, a little congregation where she grew up, where she sang in the gospel, in the choir as a gospel singer. And I thought, where else could she go but back into the arms of the God that created her? Only God could have created a heart, a voice like hers, through his heart, the heart that loved her so much. And maybe she realized all the things that she maybe sort of veered away from, all the things that she entered that took parts of her that made her become less than who God created her to be. And yet, in the end, to whom else can we go? Because God has the words of everlasting life. And I'm sure that he looks upon every one of us, each and every one of us, in our worries, our fears, our despair, our anxieties, our sinfulness. And he draws us back to his own heart, the heart that has loved us so very much. My brothers and sisters, do we not yet understand? That is the question that Jesus asked his disciples. You know, I've been hanging around with you all this time. I speak to you. I walk and talk. I reveal truth to you. You've seen the dead raised to life. You've seen the blind see and the deaf hear and the mute speak and those that could not walk leap. Do you not yet understand? Do you not understand that I am the master? That I myself are the endless resource that you, if you depend on me, will have all your needs met? I think that's the question that God asks us today, asks each and every one of us. Do we not yet understand? Has he not moved so much in our lives in the past? Times that we thought, this has to be God. Times that we were so broken, and he sent the right person, the right thing, the right set of circumstances to take place in our lives that comforted our heart and healed our souls? Do we not yet understand that even though we might be mourning, there is a time of rejoicing coming? Do we not yet understand that he delivered us out of darkness into his glorious light? Do we not yet understand the heart that has loved mankind so much and been loved so little in return? Give me a call. Who is it that has shown you the love of God? How have you seen the face of Christ in others? How has someone else's witness, witnessed and revealed God's love to you. Maybe in mercy and forgiveness, understanding, compassion, love. How many ways has God revealed his love to you through another? 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll free 1-888-343-2484. We got a call coming in, then we're going to take a break right after this. So I'll take this call and then we'll go to break. Let me take it now. Hi, it's Kathleen. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry? Kathleen, it's Terry Olsenlock from Corpus. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to get a chance to talk about my father.
Good.
Yeah, bless his soul. He's up with our Lord, and he's been there for a while. But he was so instrumental in every age of his life, how he inspired me and showed me just what the Lord was all about. I mean, from the time I'd walk by his room and he'd be on his knees praying, uh-huh. or the times he'd, you know, was always generous to the church when he was an usher.
Yeah.
And after he got, after he was older, he would go to the nursing home and push all the individuals into mass.
Wow.
And then twice a week, he would go and do the bingo for them and bring his own quarters and just make it so much fun for everybody there. I mean, I could go on and on. When I was younger, he would bring someone home that maybe wasn't the most ideal person, but he would he was just generous to everybody with his time, with his love, with his money. I could go on and on.
I'll tell you, Terry, you know, that takes a lot of holy boldness, you and Pat, to pick up the telephone and to share.
Oh.
Unabashedly, yes. I can tell you there's some people in my life that have really shown me the love of God.
Oh, my gosh.
And what a beautiful...
The most instrumental that I will never forget is on my wedding day, our home was robbed.
Oh.
Was robbed, and of course they stole cash. There was a lot of cash in the house along with some things, but people said, you know, you won't get reimbursed for that cash, you know, claim something else. But my father would not he would not consider that. It was not something he would do, lie like that. He would not. So I mean, that stood out, just really stood out. Such a horrible thing, but my dad was remarkable.
He was indeed a remarkable man.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah. You know,
so I'm
Terry.
I'm glad I, and the radio is so clear today.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm so glad you picked up the telephone to give a call. Your father was an absolutely Christ giver.
I wish you could have met him.
Yeah. Well, I heard a lot about him. But, you know, Terry, like God, when God puts his imprint on us, when he touches us, he leaves that imprint on us forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God's love shining through your father left that imprint on you.
Well,
and did I see your son? Wasn't that your son with you last time I saw you?
It was, yes. And he's got my daddy's qualities. He does.
Yeah, I could sense it.
Oh, my gosh.
I could sense it.
He was a lector at 6 p.m. Mass. This Sunday. I wish my dad could have seen that too. Well, dad is seeing it.
Yes, he is.
I wish he could have been in the pew with me to see that, because he does have my daddy's good qualities.
I could sense it. I could sense it. He had a heart.
I'm glad you got to meet him.
Yeah, me too. He had I just felt like he had a man after God's own heart, let's say.
Uh-huh.
So please give him my best. And
I'm
sure that your father is overwhelmed with joy that he can listen today and see the impact his life and his decisions and his being made on his children, especially his daughter. So God bless you, Tara.
Oh, thanks, Kathleen. Happy Valentine's, happy Heart Day.
Ah, thanks, darling. You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Please give me a call. Tell me about someone that has, I know a lot of stories out there. Remember, I've prayed with a lot of you. So I know a lot of ways that God has touched your life. This is a day of the heart. Behold the heart that has loved us so much and been loved so little in return. Can we love him enough to reflect his love to all of our listeners today? We'll be right back. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Kathleen McCarthy, president of In His Sign. I'd like to talk to you about the importance of Catholic radio. I thank God for our faith and our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, a church in which Jesus remains present to us until the end of the age, in word and sacrament. Catholic radio shares in the ministry of the church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. As St. Catherine of Siena tells us, if we are who we should be, we will set the whole world on fire. I believe that In His Sign has been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's healing love to the world through radio and the internet. And with God's grace, His word goes out, healing hearts and transforming lives. Really making a difference in the world. We proclaim the culture of life loud and clear in a culture of death. For me as a Catholic broadcaster, it is a calling from God to evangelize, catechize, and to be a voice for those who have no voice. Stay with us, Lord, on our journey as we proclaim the truth that will set your people free. The truth in unity with the teaching magisterium. To our faithful family and friends, stay with us. Be missionaries with us by supporting In His Sign Catholic Radio. Without your support of prayer and financial giving, our mission will not continue. Our mission voice will be silenced. Perhaps you would like to give a significant gift, but you are unable to do so at this time. But there are a couple of ways you could remember us in the future. Please consider making a bequest in your will to bless others as you have been blessed. A gift in your name for His name. What a legacy. Maybe you have a property that you no longer have a need for. Or maybe through your stocks and annuities, you could offer to In His Sign. All of these are completely tax deductible for you and your estate. Please consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends. You can do that by calling In His Sign at 610-527-2906. You can mail your check to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010. And you can always go online to our secure site and make your donation. Again, www.inhissign.com. And there's another convenient way that you can do this. You can go to your bank and ask them to mail automatically each month a donation to In His Sign. Remember, without your prayers and your financial giving, our mission voice will be silenced. I speak to you with a grateful heart for all that you have done in the past, continue to do presently, and hopefully will continue to do in the future. And from this grateful heart, I remain one with you in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Well, my brothers and sisters, we return. You are listening to What the World Needs Now. This is Kathleen McCarthy. Still sound a little stuffed up. I've had this head cold now for a couple weeks. I thought it was on the mend, but wound up getting a second dose of it. So forgive me if I sound a little nasally or cough. I once again want to give out our phone numbers. I was saying today is a day of the heart, as I always called it, Valentine's Day. And lest we ever forget the meaning of the day, even more perfectly, is the heart that has loved mankind so much and been loved so little in return. I've asked all of our listeners today to feel free to call in. I usually don't take call-ins on Tuesday, but I feel so inclined because I know there's somebody that has touched our lives and shown us the love of God. We have seen God manifested in our certain situations and circumstances in the midst of our lives, so when we need it, and God has blessed us. So who has touched your life with the reflection of God's love? Whose life has radiated God's love in your life? Who has made that difference to draw you a little closer to the heart of Jesus? And with that, we're going to take another phone call. The phone number is 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906, or you can call toll-free anywhere else in the United States, 343-2484, 1-888-343-2484. Give us a call and let us know how God's love, not his heart, has been manifested in your life through another. Let me take this caller. Hello, Mike.
Kathleen?
Hi, you're on the air.
Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Well, let me confess my shameful story here. We're talking about hearts, and I was going to call you before about this, but I guess it's a good time to call you. When Joan passed, I guess it was the 29th of January.
Yeah.
And the next Friday of that week was going to be the first Friday of this month.
Right.
And it took me a while. I have some pictures I would like to frame. And finally, I'm very picky about frames. I see frames in stores, and I don't like this one. Well, the Rite Aid had some nice frames on sale, and they had, like, silvery borders, and they were shiny, and they looked real nice. So they were all half price, so I bought three of them. So that week when Joan passed, I realized, oh, I know what I have to frame. This is shameful to tell you this, but you, back in the spring of 07 in June, I had talked to you on the phone, and I guess John Madrigal was there, and you had the picture of the Sacred Heart that some people in the ministry had prayed over.
Right.
So I was thinking about Joan and the ministry, and I put the... I said, that's the... It was in the envelope. Because I'm so slow about doing things, and I've been through some bad periods, so that beautiful picture you sent me has been safely in the envelope to keep it nice for like 5 years.
Right.
Since the spring of 07. So finally, it was the Friday, the first Friday of this month, I actually said, I got to do it today. I bought the frames. That's the first picture I'm putting out.
Aww.
I took the picture of the Sacred Heart out of the envelope, got a nice soft tissue, and wiped it nice and clean, put it in the frame, and it's looking at me now.
Oh, that's nice to hear,
I mean,
Michael.
But it took me 5 years. I mean, I said 07, 08, 09, 10, 11. This June will be... I said, it can't be. I said, boy, how time goes by so fast.
Indeed.
But, you know, it's in a beautiful frame, and he's looking at me right now, and he has his hand, his left hand on his heart. And I thought, you know, my friend Joe, who passed away, was like that. He put his hand on his, like, chest.
Right.
My friend Carmella did that. And I do it. I put my left hand on my heart, and people will say, Michael, you feeling all right? No, I just put my hand on my chest because the heart is the seat of your nerves, your emotions, and I soothe my heart by just resting my hand on my chest. And I just touch my heart. And that's what he's doing. He's touching his heart because I think Jesus' heart, he's not only showing us his heart in the picture, but his heart is wounded by all the indifference.
Absolutely.
And, but it's 5 years, but first Friday.
Aww.
It was because of Joan's death.
That's amazing.
I had bought the frames, I was thinking of Joan, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's the first, where is that picture? I found it right away in my apartment, in the envelope. I said, you're getting, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry, you were in the envelope for 5 years. I'm sorry. You're finally, but it was you. But now, you said that some people in the ministry had prayed over it. You, was it you and John? And
yeah, we prayed over it that day.
Oh, that was, but that was wonderful.
Oh.
That was, it makes me think of the ministry and Joan, and it's a beautiful picture. It's looking right at me, and I'm always looking at it. And it's just wonderful. Finally got it framed. Finally.
Well, praise
I mean, am I
God.
Supposed to do things or what?
Hey.
And thank you very much. It's a beautiful picture.
Thank you.
And it's
thank
very
you,
special
Michael.
Because it came from your ministry and you prayed on it. And my friend Margie said, well, you had it in the envelope for 5 years. You probably lost the blessing by now. I said, no, it doesn't wear off.
That's right. Remember, it's God's blessing, so it's always eternal,
oh, it's
right?
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well,
thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much.
God bless you,
and,
Mike.
And look, it's just beautiful. He's just beautiful. I love it.
Well, that makes my heart feel good.
I mean, it took me 5 years. I mean, I can't believe how the time goes by because when I was on the phone with you in June, that was the summer when my house was getting in serious. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was very nervous.
Yes, you were.
And you and John said, well, we didn't know who to send this picture to. We're going to send it to you. And I was so excited.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd have it in my house. But that was the summer when I had to go to media, see tax people.
Right.
It was like a nightmare. But finally, it is in the frame. It is. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. And it's wonderful. It's just,
God.
To me, it's such a blessing.
Well, praise God, Mike.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, dear.
Or as my friend Margie would say, happy St. Valentine's
Yep.
Day.
Yep. God bless, dear. Bye-bye.
Oh, God bless you. Goodbye now.
Well, my brothers and sisters, I started off the program talking about the love of God, and I said I can't think of St. Valentine's Day without thinking of the heart that has loved us so much, and that is the heart of God. And you know, one of the things he said to Saint Margaret Mary was that he showed me that it was his great desire of being loved by mankind and of withdrawing them from the path of ruin into which Satan hurls such crowds of them, that made him form the design of manifesting his sacred heart to man. Isn't that beautiful? He revealed his heart to a beautiful, faithful nun, and he told her to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament between 11 and 12 on the first Fridays. And, you know, maybe today I would say that to you. Maybe we could sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament between 11 and 12 on First Fridays. Not my usual hour, but I could certainly do that with you in the Spirit. I could go and also make a holy hour at 11 to 12, as Christ had requested of her. That maybe he would reveal his heart more and more to each of us, so that we would become more perfectly aligned to his likeness and his image. Because my brothers and sisters, just knowing that he loved us so much, that one of the reasons he did come forth with his heart was because Satan has hurled crowds of people into hell. And he wants to save us. He came to redeem us. And so, now that was back 1673, when those apparitions took place, when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary, she actually was kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament when he revealed the love of a Sacred Heart for humanity. And as you know, my greatest joy was going to Pere Lomanial to be able to kneel right in the same spot in the Visitation Chapel, the very spot that Saint Margaret Mary had the vision of Jesus appearing and showing his heart. And indeed, behold the heart that has loved mankind so much and been loved so little in return. We have a caller. How are you, Monsignor? Monsignor? Hello? Monsignor Chifo? I don't know why, but we have a line open. Monsignor, are you there? He's on his cell, I see. He's calling back, I bet. So once again, we're going to take that call now.
Yeah.
Hi, Monsignor. Monsignor, are you there?
Kathleen, I just want to wish you everyone a blessed Valentine.
Aww.
And thank you for your precious love and making Jesus come alive through all your wonderful gifts. As I said last night, the best teachers are witnesses, and you're certainly a witness to God's love and mercy.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you for your blessed heart.
Aw, thank you, Monsignor. Thank you very much. Well, you said it perfectly last night, didn't you? We're all called to be witnesses. And I remember Paul VI in his encyclical on evangelization to the modern world when he said, we can't evangelize anyone unless we have been evangelized ourselves. And that certainly was what you were talking about last night. There's nothing more powerful, is it, than the witness, a witness that is authentic. And you certainly...
I just want to thank all our listeners, too, for giving you the faith and encouragement that you need as a real voice of Inner-Sign Ministry at this time. And know that Dom and Joan are now cheering you on from his heavenly place, and as we cheer you on from here to continue the wonderful gift of the good news, as we heard last night, that Jesus is risen.
Amen.
And we don't have to keep him under house arrest. He wants to be released, and so that others can experience the love and the friendship that you so beautifully share with all of us, that God is alive.
Oh, thank you, Monsignor, and what a witness you are to all who know and love you. As I said last night, I cupped your chin in my hand, and I said, you haven't changed one day since the day I met you so many, many years ago, and not a wrinkle on that face. God bless you.
And God bless everybody, and enjoy your family and your friends tonight.
God bless you, Monsignor. Thanks for calling in. Bye now.
You're welcome.
Well, that's nice. Of course, every Thursday, tune in. Monsignor Ralph Chifo, pastor over at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in Media. And myself, every Thursday, we either teach on the catechism or we speak on a certain subject. So always give us a call on Thursdays. We'd love to hear from you. And once again, I just want to praise and thank God for all of you. It is your, really, Monsignor said it so eloquently, didn't he? It is all of you that encourage me, all of you that... just touch my heart time and time again with your notes and your cards and your prayers, all the ways that you manifest God's love to me. And that's a witness to me. So I'm going to take another call. And by the way, I'm glad this phone's ringing today for this reason. We should never keep quiet. As Monsignor said, he is risen. He's alive. Hallelujah. So we should always allow him to raise up in us and flow out of us into the hearts of others. So who has shown you Christ in such a way that it drew you closer to the heart of God? 610-527-2906. Let me take this call. Hi, Pat.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Kathleen, I just wanted to share just a little something.
Sure.
Today, I had spent a few hours looking for something that my husband had misplaced. And I spent literally a few hours. And I was praying to St. Anthony, and I did find this book that he had misplaced. And I was so overjoyed and so thankful that I just said to the Lord, I need to go up and make a holy hour in Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And when I went up to St. John Bosco to do the holy hour, and I was right in front of the church, and I thought, Lord, today is Valentine's Day. What could be a more special day than to come before the Blessed Sacrament and spend an hour with the King of Kings, and who I always want to be the king of my heart.
Oh.
And so it was a very special holy hour because I had gone there also with a heavy heart, and I just spent time just thanking him for all the ways that he has blessed me, and asked him for his forgiveness and help for all the times I have let him down. And I asked him never to let go of my hand because he is, like I said, the king of my heart, and I want that to always be that way. And so I had my consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in my little prayer book, and I said that, and just some other special prayers. But I just have to say that it was just a beautiful holy hour. And I think I never gave it a thought, St. Valentine's Day, until I literally got up in front of the entrance to the church. So that's my little story about
it. Well, what a beautiful story, Pat. Right. And I have to say, Pat, quite frankly, you're one of those people that Monsignor was talking about when he just called in. You're one of those people that have always encouraged me, loved me, prayed for me, and I am most grateful. You've been a great prayer warrior and a great witness, again, of God's love flowing out of you into hearts of all those that know you and love you. So God bless you, Pat.
Well, Kathleen, you have been an immense blessing in my life, and I am just, you know, very thankful for your ministry, for your healing gifts that you exercise so freely and that share with, you know, so many. And, I mean, it's just beautiful the way that God has blessed you, and you certainly take advantage of every opportunity he gives you to bring God's love to someone who is in need, to someone who is hurting, to whatever the situation might be.
Well, thank you, Pat.
And that's just, that's an enormous blessing, and you are a gift. You are a gift to everyone who is blessed to hear you.
Oh, thanks, Pat. My gosh. Well, God bless you, and give me a call this week, will you?
Okay,
off the air.
God bless
All
you
right.
now.
God bless.
Bye bye.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we come to the close of the hour, and I'm going to close as we do always with the beautiful a prayer, the Ave Maria. I start with John Paul II, and I close with Ave Maria. I know Mario always loves that. I'm going to read the promises of the Sacred Heart, the heart that has loved us so much. I will give them all the graces that are necessary for their state in life. I'll give peace in their families, and I will console them even in all their troubles. They shall find in my heart an assured refuge during life and especially at the hour of death. I will pour abundant blessings on all their undertakings. And sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. tepid heart shall become fervent. Fervent soul shall speedily rise to great perfection. I will bless the homes in which the image of my sacred heart shall be exposed and honored. At this time, I will tell you, consecrate your homes to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The last two, or last three, I will give to priests the power to touch the most hardened hearts. Those who propagate this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, and it shall never be effaced. The all-powerful love of my heart will grant to all those who shall receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance. They shall not die under my displeasure, nor without receiving their sacraments. My heart shall be their assured refuge at the last hour. What more could we ask for? Oh God, that through the devotion to your Sacred Heart, those promises will continue to be made manifest in my life and the life of all those who love you. May God bless you, and remember, if you're away from the church, it's the church that was instituted by Jesus Christ. Come on home. We're not complete without you, and you're missed. And if you've thought about the Catholic faith, why don't you seek out a priest and talk about it? My brothers and sisters, remember that today, St. Valentine's Day, you have a heart that is greater than any love we could ever, ever experience on earth. A heart that has loved us so much that he was nailed to the cross for you and I. He was beaten, shamed, and shed his blood so that we wouldn't have to. So that when we die, not only is his grave empty, but our graves will be empty too. So till we meet again, may God bless you and hold you close to his own sacred heart. Bye now.